This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Traffic on US 74 was blocked this afternoon after a single vehicle crashed near Lake Waccamaw. The Highway Patrol is investigating. A small SUV apparently rolled over at a high rate of speed and ended up leaving a debris trail strewn down the highway. We reached out to Highway Patrol for more information. Four people have been charged with allegedly trying to smuggle drugs and tobacco into the county detention center. Curtis Demetrius Goins, age 36, Christopher Jerome Taylor, age 47, Latanya Willis, age 40, and Savannah Willis, age 38, face charges of conspiracy, possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver narcotics and marijuana, providing contraband to an inmate, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Look for more on this story on our website. Early voting is still going strong in Columbus County, although the daily totals have slowed slightly since last Friday. On Wednesday, 1,056 voters cast ballots, bringing the overall total to 14,827, or more than 40% of the county's registered voters. You have today, tomorrow, and Saturday to cast an early ballot at one of the five polling places. Polls close at 7:30 tonight and Friday, and 3:30 on Saturday. The Holiday Booze It and Lose It campaign is going on this week across North Carolina. Saturation patrols and checkpoints by the Highway Patrol and Sheriff's Office have resulted in a number of arrests for impaired driving, drugs, and other offenses. The effort goes on through this weekend. The Highway Patrol is seeking information on the hit-and-run death of a Fair Bluff man Sunday. Jamal McMillan was hit at the corner of Academy and Elm Streets around 3 a.m. Anyone with information about the wreck is asked to call 910-642-7169. There are spooky opportunities galore going on this evening, as area churches and civic groups are hosting trunk-or-treating, fall festivals, and much more. In Wyville, Trinity Baptist Church at 201 South Thompson Street is hosting trunk-or-treat from 5 to 8 p.m. Wyville Police and Wyville Firefighters are sponsoring trick-or-treating at the Municipal Building from 6 until 8. That's at Columbus and Madison Streets. Downtown Fair Bluff is holding trick-or-treat throughout the entire business district from 5 to 8. Visitors are invited to haunt the new business center that will be the center of the new development there. Waccamaw Suwan Tribal Center is also having Trunk or Treat from 6 to 9 at the Tribal Headquarters on Old Lake. Southeastern Community College is hosting its great big old event out there tonight starting at 6 p.m. Thousands of children are expected to attend. There's a costume contest, food, and more activities. The event at the college is always one of the largest in the county, so please bring your patience. The Nightmare on Franklin Street featuring the Tunnel of Terror opens up at 5:30 today. Visitors are asked to donate $1 to $5 for hurricane relief. All proceeds will go to Samaritan's Purse. The Scary Good Time can be found at 413 South Franklin Street in downtown Wyville. Donations are still being accepted for victims of Hurricane Helene, although the needs list have become a bit more tailored of late. General donations can be dropped off at any Black's Tire location. Columbus Baptist Association office is only accepting cash donations to help fund operations and buy heaters. Now, the CBA does need volunteers to help pack 500 brand new coats this Saturday. Volunteers with irons are also needed. Contact the CBA for more information. Saturday is the Big Tree Giveaway at Riglewood Baptist Church. The Cape Fear Alliance for Trees and International Paper are sponsoring the event. A variety of local hardy trees are available on a first-come, first-served basis. The event starts at 9 a.m. and lasts until noon or while supplies last. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.